WY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 65. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 55.
They say that the victim was flagged down by a motorist who claimed they needed assistance to get to New York and claimed that they needed money and eventually conned their victim into purchasing fake jewelry to fund his travels. The victim found out that jewelry was fake after the transaction. The Barton County Sheriff says that the two suspects appear to be of Middle Eastern descent, with one wearing a blue sport coat. They were seen driving in a late model white Chevrolet Traverse with a Texas license plate TVF8226. In other news, the state of Kansas gained more residents than it lost in 2022, according to the website Storage Cafe. They studied moving trends across the United States and found that Kansas saw 26,000 more new residents than it lost, according to census data. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is weighing in on the conflict between the U.S. and Mexico at the Texas border, as many Republican-led states are sending troops from the state National Guard. And here's what she had to say to KSNT.
The National Guard, on a state level, I'm the commander-in-chief. But when they go to the border, they're federalized, and they're actually responding to the president at that point. And the border issue is a federal issue, so if the president decides to federalize some Kansas troops, then they will go.
Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach joined a 27-state coalition in support of Texas's border defense. In other news, according to a study done by Storage Cafe, Kansas is the 11th most sought-after state for those looking to relocate, as the state comes in just behind Oklahoma, which took the number 10 spot, and is ahead of Kentucky, which is number 12. 21% of new residents in Kansas came from Missouri, equaling out to a little over 23,000 people. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize, and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska legislature this week took up debate on a bill requiring at least two crew members on trains traveling through the state, citing safety of crews and the public. Opponents argued the matter was not the responsibility of a state and should be left to labor and ownership as technology advances. Federal action on the issue is possible through Congress or the National Railroad Administration. No final action was taken on the proposal. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project on U.S. 36 in Nemahal County is scheduled to begin this week, 2 miles west of Baileyville. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoofly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. Traffic impact should be minimal during this phase of the project. The shoofly is expected to be complete later this spring. Traffic will then be shifted to the detour while the bridge is replaced. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours is expected to be complete by December. Reese Construction of Salina is the prime contractor on the $4.2 million project. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey warning signs in highway work zones. Marysville City Council met Monday in closed session to further conversation as to hiring a new city administrator with the resignation of Alston St. John. Jeff Peterson is serving as interim, but had indicated he was not interested in a long-term position. Josh Kenworthy has joined the Marysville Police Department. He had served as Marshall County Deputy and previously as jailer, and is a staff sergeant with the Kansas Army National Guard. Madison Runnebaum of Marysville was crowned queen Saturday at the Cloud County Community College Homecoming. Daughter of John and Carolyn Runnebaum, she's enrolled in the nursing program and is a member of the Thunderbird volleyball team. Royalty for the Valley Heights Winter Homecoming include Queen candidates Alexis Miller, Brooke Porter, and Audra Steinfurt, King candidates Spencer Lees, Cooper McWilliams, and Liam Schill. Crowning will be at halftime Friday evening during the boys' basketball game. Registration opens today for the 11th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which is set for September 7th. Information and online registration available at Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash. Marshall County Historical Society seeking volunteers to staff the historic courthouse in Marysville Saturday and Sunday afternoons this summer from 1 to 4, as well as holidays. Anyone interested is asked to contact Diane at the historic courthouse in Marysville for more information.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
George F. Chase, age 77, of Beatty, passed away January 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for George Chase.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today. A slight chance for some rain showers early on. Otherwise, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. And cloudy skies continue into Friday night with a slight chance for some rain showers with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then more rain likely throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Easterly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. And still sunny on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 40. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19. The record low, 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:14.
Do the best things come in small packages? We will see how February lives up to that proverb on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. Singer Harry Styles is celebrating a birthday, and in 1919, the first Miss America pageant was held in New York City. February may be the shortest month, but it's chock full of events worth noting. Along with celebrating romance, presidents, and groundhogs, February is designated as Black History Month, Wild Bird Feeding Month, and Potato Lovers Month. Lunar New Year arrives on the 10th, ushering in the Year of the Wood Dragon. Mardi Gras or Shrove Tuesday occurs on the 13th, followed by Ash Wednesday, of course. And if your winter blahs need a little antidote, here's some good news. February is the most popular month for spring home and garden shows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about this month, visit us online at almanac.com.
St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors are experienced in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, including IRS problem resolution. They offer a full range of accounting and payroll services and business advisory, including succession and estate planning, trusts, and more. Call Chad Parker in Waterville or Aaron Wright in Marysville with St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors for comprehensive and innovative accounting services.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
Simons dances around up top. He takes off. He drives, steps through, runs it up and in!
The call on Rip City Radio as Anfernee Simons' floater with 17 seconds left gives the Blazers the lead on the scuffling Bucks, then holding on for the 119-116 W. It was Damian Lillard's first game back in Portland since being traded. He spoke post-game.
Just dealing with everything that came with it, I've been asked a million times, like, what is it like being back in Portland and how do you feel? And I really enjoyed being back, but just the whole spectacle of it is just a little bit draining.
Kevin Durant returned to Brooklyn for the first time since he forced his way out of the Nets organization last season. His 33 points led all scorers, and the Suns torpedoed the Nets 136-120. The T-Wolves drubbed the Mavs 121-87. The Thunder edged the Nuggets 105-100. Clippers beat the Wizards 125-109. The Heat snapped a seven-game losing streak with a 115-106 win over the Kings. NCAA top 25.
And the Gators get a huge win on the road.
a three late at the end of regulation, and then they take it in overtime and beat Kentucky. Wow, 94-91.
The call on ESPN, unranked Florida rallied late to upset number 10 Kentucky. Second-ranked Purdue avoided an upset, surviving against pugnacious Northwestern 105-96 in OT. Number 1 UConn topped Providence 74-65. Women's action, number 3 Iowa routed the Northwestern women 110-74. Caitlin Clark scoring a game-high 35 points to move into the number 2 slot on the all-time college scoring list. NHL, the Kings doubled up the Predators 4-2, Senators edged the Red Wings 3-2 in overtime, and the Ducks skated by the Sharks, also 3-2, also in OT. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Rescheduled high school basketball games due to winter weather postponements include Marysville hosting Concordia this evening. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. This Saturday, Axtell and Lynn will play at Marysville, and Washington County's at Clifton Clyde in a makeup this Saturday. Valley Heights will host Minneapolis February 5th and February 19th. Valley Heights is home to Rock Creek, and Hanover will host Axtell. High school hoops continue this evening. Marysville Concordia. Marysville's at Abilene Friday. We'll have them on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Also Friday, Valley Heights entertains Axtell. Live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
You'll find them in terrariums, tucked into a shell, or mounted on a decorative slab of wood or cork. Tillandsia are low-maintenance members of the bromeliad family and make perfect plants for most homes and offices. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These easy-care epiphytes grow on trees in their native habitat. They're not parasitic, but rather gather their moisture and nutrients through small scales on their leaves. Grow your Tillandsia, also called an air plant, in a brightly lit location. Submerge the plants in tepid water once a week for half an hour. Allow the excess water to drip away before returning it to its home. Water more often if the humidity in your home is low, and less often in humid rooms like the kitchen and bathroom. Monitor your plants to make sure you're watering correctly. If the leaves begin to curl, you need to water more often. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Employer Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Before highways crisscrossed this nation, trails linked remote communities to one another. One such route connected today's Manitoba, Canada, with the state of Minnesota and the Red River Valley. You can still find traces of that trail in the vehicles of the day that made the trip. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sherilyn Myers is the director of the Marshall County Historical Society Museum in Warren, Minnesota. She shares the story of an old route that passed through this region.
There was an ox trail where the fur traders and early settlers would come down from Winnipeg and travel to Minneapolis. They would carry their furs and whatever else they would trade for.
It was called the Pembina Trail, and ox carts, like the one on display here, made that journey in the 1800s.
The ox cart that we have was built in 1958 by a man named Delmer Hagen, and he had trained an ox and actually went through the whole trail all the way down to the cities during the Minnesota State Centennial.
Hagen traversed that trail with the ox cart in 1958. 50 years later, one of the young men who worked on his farm and was just 17 at the time made the same trip, a distance of about 420 miles, that recalls the ox carts of the 1800s that would haul furs to St. Paul. The Pembina Trail stretched north into Manitoba, Canada, connecting early travelers and trade with the U.S. The Woods Trail, now often referred to as the Pembina Trail as well, connected northern Minnesota with St. Paul. Although the ox carts traveling this path are long gone, the trail they created is still here in a sense.
Where it went through Marshall County, you can see where the ground was war with all the ox carts that went up and down the valley.
It is a connection to the days before Minnesota was even a state, when early traders and trappers carved a trail through the country to get their goods to the population centers of the day. Traveling the countryside in Warren, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When looking for a new ride, you know what you want, but don't always want to spend the time looking. Let Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville find you that perfect ride. Whether it's a car, SUV, family van, side-by-side, or truck, any make or model, Ethan and Andrew can find it. Swing by the office today, East Highway 36 in Marysville, across from Valley Vet.
Morning has broken. First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. The rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where we see. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new. Thank you.
KNDY.
Consider raising livestock for their hair coat. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. You can spin up a nice profit by selling fiber for luxurious sweaters and other garments as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A few years ago, I bought a sweater made with alpaca fleece. It was so soft and definitely worth the money. Spinning handcrafted yarn and creating textiles from livestock fiber is a way to make an extra buck from the farm animals year after year. Chris McLaughlin is a fiber farmer in California and has written a book called Raising Animals for Fiber, producing wool from sheep, goats, alpacas, and rabbits in your backyard. She says your energy, commitment, and the amount of room you have will play into what species and type of fiber animal you choose.
The Angora rabbits are wonderful because you don't have to have acreage. You can live in an apartment and you are a fiber farmer. But there is a difference in that you're not actually out there with sheep, goats, and alpacas. You're not actually grooming the fiber on their body. With the rabbit, depending on which breed you choose, many of them really do need to be groomed a couple times a week to keep that fiber from matting up.
There are specific traits of an animal's coat that should also be considered, such as fiber thickness, softness, strength, and the greasiness of the fiber.
Now, there's lanolin in wool in the sheep, and there's a light grease usually in the goats. We don't usually call it lanolin. We call it yolk. It's usually not as greasy as sheep by far, but the alpacas have none. So if maybe you're interested in not having that in your fiber to begin with, they don't have any. Neither do the Angora rabbits.
The animals need proper nutrition and shelter to keep their coats in good condition. Also, keep their living space as clean as you can so you're not brushing out a lot of crud and reducing the fiber quality. Learn more about becoming a fiber farmer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Farmers are an important part of the equation for ag tech company Benson Hill. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot, individual nozzle control for your sprayer,
Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Headquartered in St. Louis, Benson Hill is a seed technology company that tries to move toward a food system that benefits farmers, consumers, and the planet. Working mostly with soybeans and yellow peas, the focus is on protein and oil. Aaron Robinson is VP of Product Management.
Historically, we've run what we call a closed-loop program where we own the crush assets. We're owning the seed production, the contracting with the grower, the crush of that product, and then ultimately the sale of the ingredient. We're expanding that business model to make our technology more broadly available.
Not many farmers are used to the idea of being contract producers, which, says Robinson, is sort of the point Benson Hill is trying to make.
I think our technologies are a really good opportunity for farmers to diversify beyond kind of commoditization or commodity production, really an opportunity for them to participate potentially farther downstream, really understand the soybeans that they're growing or the yellow peas that they're growing on their farm, where they end up at the end. Can you find them on the grocery store shelf? So I think it's a really unique opportunity that way.
You can learn more at BensonHill.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for more details, inspection, and bidding information. An open house. The property is planned this Saturday, February 3rd, 10 to noon, at 955 Fifth Road.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act restores tax provisions left out of the 2017 tax reform efforts. American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Justin Schurer says the legislation includes provisions that benefit both farmers and ranchers.
The biggest of which is 100% expensing or bonus depreciation, which allows you to immediately write off investments into your business when you purchase equipment or build infrastructure. It's probably one of the most pro-growth policies that we can put in the tax code, and farmers lost the ability to buy new equipment under 1031 like-kind exchanges in the 2017 tax reform.
Chair says it's very important that lawmakers make the fix now ahead of the 2025 tax cliff.
These provisions were only extended for a couple of years from 2017 when they changed. Others, like bonus depreciation, started to phase down. And so getting this done now, generally you can make tax policy retroactive for a year before you get too deep in the following year's filing season. And that's what this bill does. That provision and a couple others, including deductibility and the R&D expensing, retroactive to the beginning of 2023 before we get deep into this particular filing season.
Schurer encourages that farmers and ranchers reach out to their senators and urge them to pass this particular legislation.
Those things affect farmers and ranchers' bottom lines, especially in times of the cost and thin margins. Tell them your story and let them know that it is vital that they get this done.
Once again, that's American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Dustin Schurer Schumer speaking on behalf of the tax relief passing through the House heading to the Senate as the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act restores tax provisions left out of the 2017 tax reform. With your latest agricultural news, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Consider raising livestock for their hair coat. You can spin up a nice profit by selling fiber for luxurious sweaters and other garments on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Crafted yarn and creating textiles from livestock fiber is a way to make an extra buck from the farm animals. Chris McLaughlin is a fiber farmer in California and has written a book called Raising Animals for Fiber, Producing Wool from Sheep, Goats, Alpacas, and Rabbits in Your Backyard. She says your energy, commitment, and the amount of room you have will play into what type of fiber animal you choose.
The Angora rabbits are wonderful because you don't have to have acreage. You can live in an apartment and you are a fiber farmer. But there is a difference in that you're not actually out there with sheep, goats, and alpacas. You're not actually grooming the fiber on their body. With the rabbit, depending on which breed you choose, many of them really do need to be groomed a couple times a week to keep that fiber from matting up.
There are specific traits of an animal's coat that should also be considered, such as fiber thickness, softness, strength, and the greasiness of the fiber.
Now there's lanolin in wool in the sheep, and there's a light grease usually in the goats. We don't usually call it lanolin, we call it yolk. It's usually not as greasy as sheep by far, but the alpacas have none. So if maybe you're interested in not having that in your fiber to begin with, they don't have any, neither do the Angora rabbits.
The animals need proper nutrition and shelter from extreme weather conditions to keep their coats in good condition. Also, keep their living space as clean as you can so you're not brushing out a lot of crud and reducing the fiber quality. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about becoming a fiber farmer at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up
up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Good Thursday. Under Farm broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act restores tax provisions left out of the 2017 tax reform efforts. American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Justin Schurer says the legislation includes provisions that benefit both farmers and ranchers.
The biggest of which is 100% expensing or bonus depreciation, which allows you to immediately write off investments into your business when you purchase equipment or build infrastructure. It's probably one of the most pro-growth policies that we can put in the tax code, and farmers lost the ability to buy new equipment under 1031 like-kind exchanges in the 2017 tax reform.
Scherer says it's very important that lawmakers make the fix now ahead of the 2025 tax cliff.
These provisions were only extended for a couple of years from 2017 when they changed. Others, like bonus depreciation, started to phase down. And so getting this done now, generally you can make tax policy retroactive for a year before you get too deep in the following year's filing season. And that's what this bill does. That provision and a couple others, including deductibility and the R&D expensing, retroactive to the beginning of 2023 before we get deep into this particular filing season.
Schurer encourages that farmers and ranchers reach out to their senators and urge them to pass this particular legislation.
Those things affect farmers and ranchers' bottom lines, especially in times of high cost and thin margins. Tell them your story and let them know that it is vital that they get this done.
Once again, that's American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Dustin Schurer speaking on behalf of the tax relief passing through the House heading to the Senate as the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act restores tax provisions left out of the 2017 tax reform. With your latest agricultural news, I'm your farm broadcaster Sam Speck right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. All serious arborists utilize pruning to nurture the growth and success of their trees. Kansas Forest Service Community Forestry Program Coordinator Matt Norville examines how a little trimming and thinning can not only better the well-being of trees, but set them up for success in the long haul.
I would look at all my trees at least once every other year, or once every 2 years, and try to identify defects. I would look at all my trees from the seedling sapling stage all the way to my very mature trees. Primarily, first thing you're going to look for is dead branches. Once you identify those, you're going to look at the structure of the tree. The younger trees, you can definitely adjust the structure a lot more. You have more of an opportunity to set the tree up for success than you do with mature trees.
Norville discusses the basics of effective pruning methods.
You're looking for wide branch unions. You don't want branches joining the trunk in a V-shape. You want it more in a U-shape. It produces a stronger joint, and it prevents included wood or inclusive wood, so bulk and bulk growing together, and that can cause problems in the future. This produces a weak joint, which will fail underneath snow or ice or wind loading. So make sure you don't have branches crisscrossing, overlapping. There's a lot of different ways you can prune. You don't want to remove more than a third of the canopy any time you prune. And you want to prune for apical dominance. So that traditional tree growth with, you know, a strong central leader.
He explains the benefits of regularly caring for trees and why proper pruning technique becomes important for the tree's welfare.
So it's caring for the health of the tree. By removing dead wood, you're removing areas that disease and insects will harbor in. You're also setting the tree up to be strong, so when you do have windstorms come in, you don't get broken branches. By pruning properly, you're going to cause a smaller wound to the tree than if the branch is just ripped off. And it's important to cause to produce small wounds on the tree versus a bigger wound, because unlike humans, where when we get a cut, we heal up, trees don't heal up, they seal off. They try to compartmentalize that area and set up physiological and chemical barriers to prevent these vectors of diseases coming in. So by doing it properly, you're reducing the likelihood of decay entering your tree. And if decay gets in your tree, it can become a liability, 10 years later down the road.
That was Kansas Forest Service Community Forestry Program Coordinator Matt Norville on employing the use of pruning to maintain healthy and long-lasting trees. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose last week to their highest level in 11 weeks, though layoffs remain at historically low levels. The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits climbed to 224,000. Stocks recovering some of their losses from Wednesday, which was the street's worst day in months. A suite of reports suggesting the economy remains solid as pressure from inflation appears to be easing. The Fed has signaled it no longer plans any further interest rate hikes, with officials saying cuts could be coming in a matter of months. Inflation likewise heading down in Europe, where official figures came in at 2.8% for last month. That number close to the EU's target of 2%, and keeping alive hopes that rate cuts could be coming there soon as well. TikTok may sound a bit different starting today. Universal Music, which has artists like Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and Drake, pulling its music from the platform after the expiration of a licensing deal between the two companies. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Spoil your Valentine with a delicious dinner out on the town at the Wagon Wheel. A dinner for two of lobster and sirloin for $60. With it being Ash Wednesday, substitute garlic and herb shrimp for the sirloin. Specials and limited menu available Wednesday, February 14th from 5 p.m. until 9. This Valentine's Day, celebrate with the Wagon Wheel.
KNDY.
depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm